Welcome to RCM 360 Drive Time, the podcast to help you increase revenue, streamline claims, and create efficient billing and collections processes, all designed to drive profits to your medical practice. Today's episode, Unbilled Encounters. And now, let's hop in the car with your Drive Time host, Brad Cassidy.
I want to talk about something that really irks me. As a services, I've run services companies for many years now, and the one thing that really gets on my nerves is when a consultant does the work and doesn't put the time in their timesheet. And what is that? I mean, basically, you've got the cost, you've done the work, but yet you're not getting the benefit. You're not getting paid for it. And what correlates in the physician's office is when doctor sees the patient, does the note, or maybe doesn't do it. Maybe they don't do the note. But they definitely don't finish the note. They don't mark it done, lock it, whatever. So to signify that it's ready to be billed. And we're seeing this a lot with different practices, how they're doing their billing, or they're doing their note, and then and they don't mark it done, they don't lock it so that the biller can bill it. And we started to show practices their aging on these notes, because a lot of payers, they have timely filing deadlines by number of days from dates of service. And as we watch these notes from dates of service age, they're getting closer and closer to timely filing. So we put out a regular report that we send to the practice that says, here's all the notes by provider that have not been locked. And we also break it down by payer, and we break it into buckets, 0 to 15, 15 to 30, 30 to 60, 60 to 90, 90 to 120. And usually the 120 is, that's where you're hitting most of your, between 90 and 120, that's where you're hitting most of your timely filing issues. And so you really have to focus on getting your providers just to finish their note and lock it. Otherwise, you're going to be writing off some unknown amount of charges that were provided but never billed. And so you're not going to get paid for them. What does this amount to? We had a practice that had a couple hundred claims, a couple hundred notes that had never been locked for one provider. I mean, what do you say to that provider? Well, if the practice is paying that provider, then why they're not doing their work? You're not getting paid for the work that they've done. If I were to have an employee like that, doing a bunch of work, not billing for it, and it's a repeated practice, you can't get it corrected, then I'd fire them. Because on the billing side, that hurts us as well, because we only get paid on what we collect. So it really comes down to the team identifying these and counseling the provider, encouraging them to finish their note and to tie compensation back to, what they get, what they get paid, versus a salary. And, so we find many practices that are in this situation. An OB practice that we took over not too long ago, ended up having, this is April, ended up having notes that had not been locked, finished, or billed from 2017. You know, you're losing a lot of money there. So you got to get everybody on the same page. You got to get the notes locked timely. You got to get the claims created timely and submitted timely, so you at least pass that first hurdle. Now, RCM 360, we can do that for you. We can't lock the note, but we can continue to push. We can continue to report for you the notes that are nearing timely filing and help you get those billed. And, you know, our average turnaround for claim creation once locked is under a day. Submission is under a day. So we get that claims out as quickly as possible to capitalize on as much as we can to get that money for you. So think about it. You know, how much are you losing because of timely filing? Why is it? Is it because the provider hasn't finished their note? Your biller hasn't been creating notes or coding them in a timely manner? Really, what is it? And take steps to resolve it. Get all the money that you're entitled to. You did the work. Go get it.
Thank you for riding along with us for RCM 360 Drive Time. We look forward to having you back for our next episode, The Cost of AR Follow-Up.